sir, I think. I've been packing and getting briefed by the State Department. Finish up my office work.
Well, I think when you're there, the only thing to do is to try to put out of your mind all the problems, you know, that you gotta face these things, Chuck, we always do. Around here, you got water gate and all that sort of thing. You just wanna be there and try to just think about it. And I think that you've gotta take care of this, and you've got a couple weeks, 12 weeks.
I'll be on, it'll be about 3 weeks.
Just get out there. Don't be any papers. The only paper left, which is basically washing the poking earth, and you see it missing from the dam. It's worse than washing the poking earth. It's terribly radical. It's the most times on the air times.
Yeah, they take the worst of each.
It's a
terrible. Well, I very much appreciate your...
What are your last minute assessment of the Watergate thing and so forth? What's going to happen on the...
Well, I had a long talk
this week.
I had a long talk with Bob about it yesterday, after we talked. And then I met last evening for a couple of hours with Dave Shapiro, who's partnered to be in a splendid trial there, and smart. And he gave me a rationale, which he's writing up for John Dean, for invoking executive privilege for all but certain defined areas where individual wrongdoing might be involved. And he believes we're on very, very solid ground if that's the course we want to take. His analysis of it is that you can't have a confidential, the president cannot have immediate advisors in a confidential relationship unless he is assured that confidentiality can be preserved, like a law clerk with a judge or a congressional aide. And it makes a very, very good case. Expresses it very articulately. I talked to Fielding, who is Dean's assistant this morning, and told him that Shapiro would come in and work with him next week, which he was here this week if he wants it. I think it's the only course to take. I mean,
start breaking over. The problem is, and I guess it's the precedents are so important, is to break over on Flanagan. I guess why is that?
Well, Flanagan, we did just that. We said that there was a privileged relationship. Separation of powers, we argued. However, we would voluntarily make it available for a restricted area negotiated in advance. And that's what we do this time.
And you have all the testimony?
Well, I told Bob yesterday, I thought perhaps Bob should not at all. Ehrlichman, McGregor, myself, Timmons, only has to clearly defined areas in which, we waive the privilege, basically, on any matters that have already been, we've already been questioned by the FBI.
Why do I think this is the point that I'm concerned about? How do you figure it's worse to waive the privilege in this half way, or just to, and people say, well, just stonewall it. My view is that the charge of cover-up and the innuendo of charges that we've done it all are worse than what comes out. You know, I think you've got to realize that. I always go back to my own experience in his case. In his case, of course, the administration was doubly guilty at first, but he was guilty. But second, what really cramped him was that the charge that the administration was trying to cover it up. Which the Justice Department did try to, they were going to drop the case after we got the badge on, showing there was a red herring, and not knowing all these facts, of course. And we killed him. It was the cover up that hurt, not the fact that this was guilty. In my mind.
Of course, this instance is distinguishable in that you have had a very exhaustive investigation. No one can really argue cover up.
True. What they say the investigation, you see, the Chuck Alliance, the investigation was not. It was covered up. No, I know we have a such decision, but that's my point. That's why I don't want to give the indication that we're afraid of it. That's the point. I think it should be extremely limited, though. I don't want to see you down there, whether I wish it is, you know. I mean, they get you into other things.
Nothing to do with this. That's the the point Shapiro made that I thought was most perceptive. He said, where you have already testified to a grand jury or to the FBI,
yeah,
in that area, you have already exercised a waiver. Beyond that, no. Now, if you do that, that's fine. Of course, make it account. If I had me on the witness stand and I wanted to create a headline there, I could ask about when the milk producers first came in to talk about.
Yeah, I know.
Nothing to do with Watergate, nothing to do with Segretti. I never heard of him. But you could go on a fishing trip.
The thing is, if they want to get you to based on the relationship,
yeah,
they just, that's something you just can't get into.
No, they're,
the thing is, for example, too, I like a story posted this morning on Liddy had the FBI internal security chat. Well, I can't believe that's true.
That could have been true. They had that security unit set up in the basement of the EOB, which Bud Krueger ran. They were
they were the
government. Oh, sure. And they were, that was perfectly legitimate. I mean, that's the kind of thing they were hired to do. Investigating the authenticity of the Dita Beard letter. That was a perfectly legitimate thing. And I told the FBI about that. There wasn't anything to hide. The thing you can't do is you can't get partway pregnant. You can't start talking about one aspect of a relationship with a White House employee and not another.
What does Shapiro think Mitchell should be?
Shapiro believes that if Mitchell was indeed responsible, that he should step forward now and take the heat. And
go to jail.
Well, his point is that he's going to anyway. Shapiro's point is if he was guilty and if it's going to come out in the hearings, then don't let it come out in the hearings. Take our own losses ourselves.
Well, that's very nice. Things come back again. What is taking losses?
It depends on what John knew. I don't know what he knew. For example,
he knew he was aware of the talking on all that sort of thing. Is that correct? Is that what's going to come out?
That's
it. Yet.
It has, yeah, that's right. But you see, John doesn't have any privilege. John didn't have any yet. An immediate relationship to you. I mean, he was a cabinet officer, and he did have a
high return.
So he doesn't have
a state miles away.
Now, Shapiro's only analysis, just as a cold-blooded analytical lawyer, is if you're going to have a big explosion on national television in the goddamn period.
Those are the two, I guess, that are really problem.
Well, you'd have the same problem, of course, if he knew about it.
I'm
sure
he
did.
How about
Mitchell?
You think he did?
John has the most marvelous
known face.
Yeah, and convenient memory. I mean, he can.
Yeah, but the point is memory or not. If this concern about not cracking, would you express more than cracks? I suppose if the judge calls him in, you think they're not mine, just say, I'll tell my whole story. My view is that he won't tell the whole story. My view is he'd say, all right, I will tell what this, but the think what he would do, frankly, is to tell the mention of the. Do you think that's what he would tell?
Yes, sir.
Or the agreeer?
Well,
my view is that he would limit the losses. He wouldn't go all the way.
No, he would limit the losses.
I don't think he would come in and say, well, I worked here for Colson on the Peter Beard thing, and I worked on this and that and the other thing. Or would he?
No, because there isn't anything that
but the judge doesn't need to get into that.
There's nothing to do with Watergate.
But he said, I was talking about Watergate, of course.
He might do that. I don't think so. But normally, I wouldn't question how it happened. Normally,
because I know, because of his emotional problem.
But he's just
the
true
one.
It's a tough one. It's a really tough one. I don't think you're correct. But who knows? I mean, how do you know what goes through the minds of anybody in a situation like this? God only knows.
Blacks, for example, go in. None of these guys had weapons, did they?
No.
Jeez.
You know, that's the travesty of the whole damn thing, this person. No one was hurt. It was a stupid thing. Dumb. But my God, it isn't like the Hiss trial. It isn't like the
Iran
tragedy. There's no, in terms of the consequences publicly, it's just preposterous.
Why is it isn't? It wasn't the Hiss, it was the traitor. It was the cover-up.
Yeah.
Cover-up is the thing.
That's the problem.
That's what we're going to cut our losses. My losses are going to be cut. The president's losses are going to be cut on the cover-up deal.
Right.
Not the Americans, but the Christ. I played the Americans all the way and said, well, they did it and went wrong, period. But as far as this, we're not covering up anything.
No, we're not covering up anything.
The problem with Magruder is that basically he's so close to Bob, which I think that's what it is. I suppose they figured Magruder doing anything at all.
That's what they would assume, but I mean, that's what some people would assume, but I don't, I think he was divorced publicly well enough in advance of all of this stuff, but...
Well, he's not. Bob had no contact with Hunt, did he?
No.
Or McCord?
No.
Or did he?
No, I don't believe so. Oh, hell no. I don't think that's...
His contact was with Magruder, right?
Yeah, or through Gordon Strachan, which was the other link that...
Well,
but they would draw, but Bob is in a different position. Bob is so much an extension of you. I mean, his every day, his
I'm
his day.
I'm not talking about his privilege. I'm talking about the talking about what could come out of him.
The only thing that could come out is probably that you know they those people over there were crazy with memoranda. They wrote everything down. Or people would use his name. I mean, that happens to me, that happens to Earl.
Yeah.
And that's another problem. You can't control who says, well,
Colson
wants this thing. And I got that. I just, when somebody does
it. Well, they even used the president wants this or that, of course. The boss wants this or that, and so forth. Of course, that's so common for most people, I think, this
country. I never did that deliberately. But that's but a lot of people do that, of course.
Well, fortunately, I didn't see it with any of them. You know, that's where my situation here is extremely good. I've never talked to them. I forced myself on tactics of the campaign.
Yeah,
except
sure.
My own schedule.
Very wise.
I wouldn't let people come in and talk often. They mentioned it. That's what some of them represent. So, I never saw a recruiter. So I told them, huh? Never saw
no,
right
no.
Here, but only day when I went over there. Met all those guys, and now I saw them in the greater tunnel, pointing out who's ever taken place. That's good, too.
Well, no, I think the only pitfall in this person, and this is the one that I think I've got everybody, I think everybody's thinking on the right line. The only pitfall is the moment you open up the Pandora's box in the White House, you can lead into 19 other totally irrelevant trails, but the ones that would cause daily embarrassment. My feeling is hardline it. In terms of what you are willing
right.
To talk about. And
you know, the thing about it, of course, is that you have this enormous, difficult double standard in press, for instance. The take the story about today about that they had access to the confidential right now. Who the hell is that coming from? Is what I ask. See, they got this and they're gripping it up a little bit. Who, where are they getting these stories from?
Bureau.
FBI.
It's
a question. The FBI. As I've never ever reached it, how's the FBI
out? Well, the FBI would have been would have been sending that information over to Lydia and Hunt. And every leak we've had, Mr. President, has been out of the Bureau. That's one of the reasons that when you asked me my opinion yesterday, I don't know whether Gray's the best man or not, but I... Yeah, certainly. And let him get in there and fire some of the bastards that he thinks are letting him
yeah.
The whole damn
fire. On the other hand, they go out for more. Why not?
Well, the hell they're talking now. There isn't anything that I ever told the Bureau that I haven't seen come out in print. And it really does raise questions about the integrity of the Bureau's process. You have to be a little careful what you
do. You know, you take the GAO. Well, when Hoover was there, it didn't.
It didn't happen.
Did not.
Oh, hell no. They were scared.
I can talk to Hoover about all sorts of things, and I talked to Hoover for you over the years. Never came up.
Well, because they knew that if anybody
got
it,
and
you know,
you take the government to GAO. I see in the things this morning, they make a big thing on some contribution you receive. They put sort of soda boys that fall from the $5,000 contribution. But you know that wasn't the only one there, was it? Good God, the amount of people spent $34 million. Where the hell did they get?
Well, no, that he wrote off all the loans, which was a direct avoidance of the statute. And that we
not an evasion.
Sir?
Not an evasion.
Not an evasion.
Not a violation, therefore.
No, but my God, I mean if you're gonna write about something, so the seafarers gave us Paul Hall gave us $100,000. Well they've written about that now 4 days in a row. But Kimmelman writes off a half a million which was an avoidance.
I mean, he loaned that money to our office. Well, for Christ's sake, our people were going to make it in a couple of weeks.
Going to the wishing well during the campaign. But,
so it's a contribution?
They carried it as a loan all through the campaign because they didn't want to show this big sum of money coming from these people. After the election, they write off the loan. So it becomes a contribution after the
election. Wouldn't our council get into that in the hearing?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Law or opinion on that?
That's the kind of thing that, where, you know, if our fundraising and money is being held up to inspection, they distribute the same way.
Get Kim on the right.
Oh, I'd call in every one of those games. You can have a parade, if that's the way they want to play the game. And they've got to know, the people on the Hill have got to know that's the way our guys are going to play the game. Which I think they would. But the bottom line, Mr. President, of all of this really is that I just don't think the public gives a damn. Now, everybody enjoys a sideshow, and this town gets all excited over that kind of a circumstance. But I think you just have to go up there and state a matter of principle and be very hard about it, and then say, what the hell, if the country is... You're gonna get the left all exercised, because it's something they can talk about, but I just don't think the man in the street cares. People that I have talked to the last 48 hours just have one overwhelming sentiment, and that is, my God, how proud they are to be Americans, how proud they are of you. Everybody, it's been an interesting phenomenon. Everyone I've talked to has said, congratulate the person on the prisoners. And that just, the impact of that is the equivalent of 1,000 Watergates. You just...
You know, even that, it's a symbolic thing.
Beautiful statement.
That works with the government.
No. Washington Post buried it, typically. But
they did because they knew it was very effective. Did the average person got it wrong?
Absolutely. Absolutely. No,
yes, I'm right.
Yes, sir. Yeah, your statement was marvelous. It's a time to fly the flight high. I took it that Simmons, at first, was so thrilled that his day would be Monday. Last night, my God, he'd just do anything. He said, that man, I just love that man. He said, I'm just so proud. He said, think of the courage. Think of bringing those boys home. And he brought them home. He brought them home. Just, but people are saying that. I mean, that's the way it is.
There's one place where our media friends misjudge us.
Yes, sir.
They thought the coming over the POW would be a time for national remorse and all that sort of shit. All of a sudden, it turns around and people are just delighted that POWs are brave and sort of heroes, and all of a sudden, it makes their whining and whimpering about the draft doctors and perhaps training.
Oh, jeez.
What else is this after the POW and the other thing? President has mentioned a golden opportunity to unite the country. You know what it would do? It would heal that one, maybe. Although they don't want to heal. But I would say that the right wing would be so enraged by that that it would be unbelievable. Oh, you say?
More than the right wing.
And so?
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, I think more than the right wing would be against it. Whether they would be so enraged, but I would say the veterans group would condemn it. What do you think?
That would be the most divisive thing you could do, because everybody would feel that those kids have gotten away with something they didn't deserve to get away with.
Yeah.
And that's divisive. I mean, that's why the black issue was so divisive, Mr. President, because the middle class, hardworking white thought, well, why the hell am I working so hard and the black is getting something for nothing? It's precisely the same issue on amnesty. Why did I go out and fight? Why do my sons fight? It's just like the black white issue. And it's a lot deeper than, it's much deeper than just the criminal penalties for draft actors. I mean, that's only the tip of the iceberg. It's the idea that people can get away with things in society that the average citizen can't get away with. That's what they object to. I object to the elite because the elite can send their kids to college. And by God, I've had to work, and I didn't have that luxury. And that's what it's all about. You can never rely on that amnesty issue, except for the hardship cases that you will get. But I wrote it.
Any other criminal? Any other? I'll put up a wall right there.
Whoever.
That's what I will say. I mean, we will give amnesty to Jimmy Hoffa.
Any other serious lawbreaker?
No. Yeah.
That's a serious offense to leave your country with.
Any other? Major.
Right.
Any other? Individual who commits a major crime.
That's
right.
I was writing. I tried last night to write a memo on the great goals of the second administration, which is something I really want. Maybe you could say if I can get away from reading the daily newspapers.
That's right. Trying to get out of perspective.
The really great, the greatest accomplishment, I think, and I think you're already there, it's just a matter of continuing it, is to rebuild the feeling of national pride, the spirit, of belief in country.
Herman Kahn called that.
He's very good on that.
He believes in
firmly. Well, I believe in firmly. My God, this country is so different today in terms of self-respect, self-reliance, and you've done this by your own character. But your amnesty issue is right in line with that, because what was tearing this country apart in the 60s was the feeling that some people were getting something for nothing and others had to work to support them, and that just went too far. You know, people don't mind helping others on relief, but they don't like to see people getting away with something. The welfare loafer, the draft dodger, shirking. You can't rebuild the pride in this country that you're doing and the self-respect of the people of this country, and at the same time let people get away with not carrying their load. That's really what it comes down to. Amnesty, welfare, busing, same. Symptomatic of the same thing. That's where the social planner is getting into the daily lives. But I think the change in 4 years, and I think in 8 years it'll be a permanent change. It's a great legacy. Maybe 85, 90.
Boston,
yeah.
said if he does.
I don't know. If you got out of Washington, it's probably a better
position. Oh, out of Washington, it's not that bad. Not a position.
60.
We got a lot of people out of Washington. Give us a break. But in Washington, it's a really a sick city. Sick city. Well, that's that.
Landed, I guess the first one back in the country.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
express appreciation. They're all of them. It's great. And you know, when you think about it, we kind of expected the prisoners would be back, but they were sitting there. They didn't know they were going to get back. And you're the person that brought them back. We got a much better bounce on that than I thought in terms of relating it to you. I mean, you couldn't.
Because of what they said.
Because of what they said. Precisely.
We didn't agree on that.
No, I didn't agree with that. It's tremendous. And I really kind of feel that the country feels this is the end. I mean, now they know the war is over.
Mr. President, I thank you for bringing me, allowing me to go on this trip.
Oh,